Welcome to Kitzur B'Kitzur, up to Simin Kuf Samach Zayin, the halachas of Avodah Zorah, and worshipping the constellations, Sif Aleph. Here the Kitzur tells us that it's also to get hana from idols, whether it's the idol itself, its accessories, adornments, and karbonos. The Gemara of Avodah Zorah, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, discusses some more Yisurim of Avodah Zorah. If one thing of Avodah Zorah gets mixed in with even 1,000 times of mutter materials, the entire mixture is usher. Avodah Zorah is not batal. In Sif Beis of Shlomo Gansvi tells us that you can be mevatel Avodah Zorah and their accessories and its noi, its adornments and whatnot. If a non-Jew nullifies his idol, he takes some sort of an action, whether it's his own idol or another guy's idol, he does something to it to make it that it's no longer Avodah Zorah, or that this is no longer an accessory to Avodah Zorah, it then becomes mutter. If it was actually offered to the idol, then it's going to be usher forever. And so Gimel the Ketzer tells us that if an Akum lights candles in front of his idol, then he puts it out and he wants to use those candles, you know, for himself. And he sells them to a Jew, the Yid is allowed to get hanah from those candles now, since the guy put it out and used it for his own purposes, that's considered a bittul. It's no longer a candle of Avodah Zorah. But you still shouldn't use those candles for Nerishel Mitzvah. You shouldn't use them for Shabbos, for Hanukkah. You shouldn't even learn Torah by it, says the Shach. So to anything that is used for Avodah Zorah, even though it was batel and now it's mutter for anyone to use it, you still cannot use it for a mitzvah because it's just repugnant to Hashem. In Sif Dalet the Ketzer says that the clothing that the priests wear when they go into their temples, some say that that counts as noi for the priests, but not for the idols, and therefore they don't even require bittul. That's just something for the priest. But there are those that say that it still does need to be bittul. Both opinions agree that one's not allowed to make a talis from that garb, similar to the candles. It's definitely repulsive to Hashem. In Sif Hey, the Kitzur says, it's usher to look at idols. It's usher to look at their adornments. The pasuk says, "Al tifnu el ho'elilim." Don't turn to the idols. You have to stay away from a building, from a pagan temple, definitely from the idol itself, so that you shouldn't pass by it. And Sif Vav, the Kitzur says that if someone gets a thorn stuck in his foot, or his money gets scattered right in front of an idol, he shouldn't bend down to get out the thorn or to pick up his coins, because it looks like he's bowing to that idol. So what should he do? Even if no one's going to see, it's still usher. He should sit down, turn his back or the side to the idol, and then in that position where it doesn't look like he's bowing to the idol, take out the thorn and pick up the coins. In Sif Zayin, the Kitzur says, wherever these idolaters gather, and they say that, you know, the idols forgive their avonos over there, you're not allowed to do business with the goyim over there. In Sif Ches, the Kitzur says, it's usher to even mention the name of an idol, whether it's for a purpose, like if you're telling your friend, you know, wait for me over there next to that idol, even if there's no purpose at all. Just in conversation. The pasuk says, "V'shem Elohim Acherim lo yisaz kivru." Don't even mention the names. It's usher to make a goy, to cause the goy to mention the name of his idols. The pasuk says, "Lo yishoma al picho." You shouldn't even hear it being spoken. If a goy owes a shvua to a Jew, some are makel to let him swear in the name of his idol in his oath. The names of the non-Jewish holidays, that's like people's names, and there's no issue saying that, you know, like Christmas, as long as they're, as we don't say them in the same way that the idolaters mention them, using a dignifying language. In Sif Tes, the Kitzur says that it's mutter to support a poor Akum. If there's an idolater who's poor, you're allowed to support them financially, you're allowed to visit their sick, you're allowed to bury their dead, you're allowed to give a hesped and to be menachem avelim because of darkei shalom, even if the beneficiaries of this these acts of kindness are exclusively Avdei Kochavim. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.